And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 8th of August, 2015. It's the birthday of the physicist Ernest O. Lawrence, born in Canton, South Dakota, 1901. Curious child, as a little boy, he tried to figure out how matches worked, and he ended up lighting his clothes on fire. He built gliders. He built a radio transmitting station, worked his way through college, University of South Dakota, University of Minnesota, went to Yale, accepted a position at the University of California, Berkeley, where he put in 70-hour weeks at the Berkeley Radiation Lab and invented a machine, the cyclotron, to accelerate particles and hurl them at atoms to smash the atoms open, allowing scientists to discover radioactive isotopes of elements and sometimes new elements. It's the birthday of the poet Sarah Teasdale, St. Louis, 1884, who wrote, "When I can look life in the eyes, grown calm and very coldly wise, life will have given me the truth and taken in exchange my youth." It's the birthday of Marjorie Kinnon Rawlings, Washington, D.C., 1896, best known for her novel The Yearling. 1885, on this day in New York City, the funeral of Ulysses S. Grant was held. Bells were tolling. 1.5 million people stood in line along the route of the funeral procession. And 12 years later, he was buried in Grant's tomb, the largest tomb in North America. Here's a poem for today by Jim Daniels, "Last Night I Drove My Son Home," from his friend's house, where they were filming a movie starring my son in a love triangle. My son, 15, has never been in a love right angle or even a love straight line, as far as I know. He stopped talking 2 years ago, to me, I mean. I got this secondhand from a street informant I'll refer to here by her code name, Little Sister. A warm night, windows rolled down, my cheap car requires physical cranking, not even a CD player, purchased in 2003 when he was 10 and still kissed me good night, and may even have held my hand while we watched old movies. No cable TV either. Yesterday, he made me kill a giant bug, and I briefly saw that 10-year-old again. Full moon, I could see him looking up at it, following it as I turned, and we lost it to the trees. September, but moist like August, I ached for a few soft words between us. In that silence, on a sidewalk near the park, a young man sat, face in hands, a friend standing helpless above him. I slowed down. "What's that guy doing?" I said aloud. "Is he okay?" "I see him too," my son said, as the friend helped the man to his feet. I sped on. My son hummed an old song about the moon that I didn't know. He knew, my son, the star of a movie I'll never see. I just get these vague coming attractions. I caught him in a lie or two this week. Every exchange, a house of cards, all it takes is a deep sigh, and they come tumbling down. I'd have hummed along with him, but I didn't want him to stop. A poem by Jim Daniels, "Last Night I Drove My Son Home," from Apology to the Moon, published by Bat Cat Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.